Mr. Biden is seen by most Democratic voters as a sympathetic figure, a trustee of President Obama's legacy, whose life has been touched repeatedly by grievous tragedies. He has spoken frequently about the death of his first wife, Nelia, and his infant daughter in a 1972 car crash. The death of his son, Beau, in 2015 became an occasion of national mourning. But Mr. Biden differs in profound ways in his identity and political orientation from the rising generation of voters and activists that has increasingly come to define the Democratic Party. Mr. Biden is a white man who became a senator during Richard Nixon's presidency in a party seen as prizing youth and diversity. He is a centrist and a determined champion of bipartisanship, vying to lead a coalition that views the Republican Party as irretrievably malignant. And he plans to finance his campaign chiefly through large contributions from traditional party bankrollers in an age of grassroots hostility to corporations and the very wealthy. Mr. Biden has appeared alternatively eager to campaign as Mr. Obama's natural heir and also wary of subsuming his candidacy entirely in nostalgia for an earlier administration. He did not mention Mr. Obama in his announcement video, and he told reporters in a brief exchange Thursday at the Wilmington, Delaware Amtrak station that bears his name that he did not want Mr. Obama's backing at the outset. I asked President Obama not to endorse, and whoever wins this nomination win it on their own merits, Mr. Biden said. A spokeswoman for Mr. Obama issued a statement on Thursday praising Mr. Biden warmly but not endorsing him. And over the last year, Mr. Obama has quietly encouraged a range of other candidates to pursue the presidency. The dividing line in Democratic politics around Mr. Biden's candidacy was immediately apparent on Thursday morning. He was instantly endorsed by a number of prominent moderates, including Senators Bob Casey of Pennsylvania and Doug Jones of Alabama, and the International Association of Firefighters is expected to back him early next week. In the crucial early state of New Hampshire, a popular former governor, John Lynch, agreed to help lead Mr. Biden's campaign. I think he's right, and that we need to restore the soul of America, Mr. Lynch said, adding, I think somebody in the middle has a better chance of beating Donald Trump.